And staying in the national capital, the industrial watchdog's lead investigator into the health services union says he doesn't think having more resources would have substantially sped up his almost four-year-long review. Late yesterday, KPMG released its independent audit into the Fair Work Australia investigation. It found that the inquiry was deficient in a number of key areas and that the authority didn't have enough experienced staff or resources to carry out such a complex examination. This report from Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Fair Work Australia is supposed to provide oversight of unions and registered organisations, making sure they spend members' money appropriately and that it can be accounted for. It took nearly 4 years for it to investigate the HSU and its former National Secretary, Craig Thompson. Auditors KPMG have now investigated the industrial watchdog and found its investigation was deficient in key areas. It found Fair Work wasn't experienced in carrying out such complex investigations, that it didn't have appropriately qualified staff and enough resources, that it didn't consider all potential sources of information in its investigations and didn't keep enough records of its own internal operations. KPMG's made 31 recommendations to improve Fair Work Australia. The government says it will accept all of them. The man at the centre of the HSU allegations, the former National Secretary and former Labor MP Craig Thompson, claims the KPMG report vindicates him.
KPMG have now done their analysis and have concluded that the report is discredited, not on a number of issues, but on over 31 different areas. And it's not just about resourcing, it's about what documents they looked at, which evidence they looked at, which people they should have been interviewing, all the things that I raised, and it completely discredits that report.
Mr. Thompson spoke to ABC News 24. Fair Work made more than 100 findings against Craig Thompson, some relating to the misuse of a union-issued credit card, which was used to pay for prostitutes. Mr. Thompson's denied any wrongdoing. Victoria Police are still conducting an investigation, and Fair Work has recommended civil action also be taken. Mr. Thompson says it's too early to talk about rejoining the ALP, but he says he finds it hard to believe that Victoria Police will come up with anything against him.
I've been cleared by the New South Wales Police. I would see it as incomprehensible that a different police force would reach a different conclusion looking at exactly the same matters.
This morning, the man who led the Fair Work Australia investigation, Terry Nassios, appeared before a parliamentary inquiry.
The decisions in terms of resources were my decisions and mine alone.
Mr. Nassios says he only received the KPMG report last night and has admitted he hasn't read every word, but he doesn't think having more resources or people would have sped up the inquiry. He faced questioning from Liberal MP Bronwyn Bishop.
There is, of course, the elephant in the room. Why on earth did this inquiry take so long?
Can I say, in terms of reading the KPMG report, I have been criticised for not keeping documentary records of basically the process, of the administrative process of the investigation. This was an investigation involving three persons, of which we dealt with each other on a day-to-day basis. Again, I have to say, I'm not convinced that failure to keep documented records of what we discussed on each and every day in any way impacted on the speed of the investigation, whether it slowed it down or whether it would have sped it up. It seems to me the KPMG is saying that that I took no more than a few months, longer than I should have. Now, if that's the case, I accept that.
Liberal Senator Scott Ryan picked up on the issue of adequate resources and staff.
Are you telling us now that extra resources would not have made this any quicker, that therefore there was no way to make this investigation any quicker?
I don't believe in any substantial way, no.
Do you believe that the KPMG report, quote, exonerates Mr. Thompson?
Well, it doesn't appear to talk about Mr. Thompson at all.
Within days of receiving the Fair Work report into the HSU, the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution said he couldn't act on it because it wasn't in the form of a brief of evidence. Again, Senator Scott Ryan.
So no one at any point raised the prospect or highlighted that if this evidence is being collected, it needs to be done in a manner and collated in a format that is suitable for the DPP?
No.
Mr. Nassios, though, is adamant. He couldn't have gone any quicker.
I have to say to you, in my defence, it has now been over a year since the police forces of this country have been looking at these issues. I don't know what they're doing, and I don't expect to know what they're doing, but I just simply say, if it has taken them over a year with all of the information that was already on the table, it is, you know, something that I suggest is in some way a partial defence of the time it has taken me to conduct this investigation.
He was asked if approached again to conduct a similar investigation, would he? Mr. Nasios replied in jest that he'd run away as quickly as possible.
Sabra Lane reporting.